News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a new TV drama depicting the troubles and specifically the murder of Belfast woman and mother of 10, Jean McConville, has been released on Disney+. We're joined by Jean's son, Michael McConville. Michael, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Have you watched the Disney series? Will you watch the Disney series?
No, I will not watch a Disney series. I don't agree with it. The way I look at it, my mother's disappearing and death caused a lot of trauma on my family, including myself. And this time release of this year is coming up till my mother's anniversary next month. And it was a very sensitive time what to release this on. And plus the fact is, it's only they're showing this here to entertain people. So is that all my mother's thing, life was worth? Getting murdered and secretly buried, and now it's getting for entertainment. Deceased people know what we're going through. They haven't took the time to even think about what we've been going through in our lives, and plus the present day, what we're going through. People think because it happened a long time ago. This is every day of our lives. This is what people have to understand. It doesn't go away.
Of course, Michael. I'm just reading here, Time Magazine describing it as the must-watch political thriller of 2024. When you hear a line like that, you just feel completely offended by that, I'm presuming. Yeah.
I do. I told Patrick Keith straight to his face.
I should clarify, Patrick is the US journalist who wrote the book on which this series is based.
Yeah. I told him when this is all over, what him and everybody else was involved in it can go back to their homes again and sleep comfortable in their beds. But the reality of it is, McConville family can't. We all suffer with mental health problems because of all this here, and this is just going to add to it.
Michael, could I put it to you, and I absolutely respect your lived experience and what you've gone through, and I fully respect that. Could I put to you an alternative view? I'm not justifying this, but can I just put this to you, that this programme shines a light on the awful atrocities that happened in the Troubles, that of late there has been a tendency to glorify what happened in the Troubles, the struggle and so on, but that dramas like this play an important role in reminding people who aren't as aware of what happened of the horrendous, awful things that happened. Do you see any logic in that argument at all?
This is a thing that's okay for everybody else what's not involved in. You have to deliver that horror what we've been living and the abuse what we got all of our lives over. And still till the present day, this is still haunting us. I thought when we found our mother's body in OC, that was the end of a nightmare. That was only the beginning of it. So it was because after us here, after one thing after another, with people doing things about our mother and reappearing all the time. This is hopefully this is the last thing that's going to happen because I don't know which way my family's going to go after us.
Remind us what age you were, Michael, when
I was 11 years of age.
Was abducted.
Yeah. 11 years of age, and I'm 63 now, and every day of my life from I was being 11 years of age, this year has been haunting me all my life. And I never get a day off with it. It's always there. It's always in the back of your mind. And the older I'm getting, the worse it's getting on me. So it is.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, you absolutely wish this program was never made. You just want to be allowed continue the process of the ongoing process of grieving for this awful event that happened to you when you were 11 years of age?
I would just like people to realise what we're going through. No one really realises what we're going through. See the murder of my mother. The murder of my mother. If my mother had been left in the street and I had seen her body going into a coffin, I could have lived with it. See the horror of burying someone after thing. People have no clue what that thing goes on in your mind. So don't wonder where they are all the time. Are they still alive? Are they dead? This is things what goes through your head. Even the present day, it still goes through my head. And I would just love everybody just to leave it alone. My mother's dead. Let her rest in peace. And that's the reality of it. And that's what I would like all to happen. Instead of people keep bringing it up and bringing it up.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.